An Introduction to the Business Book by Chris Ogle, Into the Clouds. Running a company today is a complex business. A few years back, we could buy products, sell products, account for what had taken place, and as long as we made a profit, pretty much things were okay. Then along came computers, and things got a bit more complicated. Business people had to introduce computers into their organisations just to keep up. Few can argue that computers have transformed the information availability and enabled us all to make better decisions. But there was a price tag and a reliance on the IT people who assumed a position of great importance in our operations. Nowadays, it is incredibly complicated. Not only do we have computers, we have mobile technology, email, the internet, websites and e-commerce to contend with. And if that isn't enough, we have a new term such as cloud computing and others such as software as a service, digital marketing, online social media, and Web 2.0 to try and comprehend. Then it's not finished. After all this, we are encouraged, and we would like to, comply with green initiatives. Because we're all concerned about global warming and want to do our bit for conservation, recycling, and carbon emission management. And we have new rules about working conditions, family-friendly work ethics, and flexibility on where and when staff can work. This all adds up to a very different proposition compared to running a business in the 1960s and 70s. The seven steps in this book will show you, carefully but methodically, and in plain English, how a business can adapt to the internet age. Actually, much of what is in this book is non-technical and can, believe it or not, simplify our businesses. Perhaps some of the seven steps in this book are not wholly applicable to your organisation, but there is something here for every business. Just one of the seven steps has the potential to bring great rewards. If the seven steps in this book have helped to take some of the mystery out of the changes that are upon us, if it has brought some clarity to the challenges of running a business today, and a few ideas for dealing with them, then it will have achieved its objective. An excerpt from Step 1, Mindset, from the book by Chris Ogle, Into the Clouds. Nothing has grown more quickly, it would seem, than the self-development and personal coaching marketplace over the past few years. The holistic approach to getting your life in balance by acclaimed authors such as Anthony Robbins and Stephen Covey are without doubt essential reading. Step 1 in this book is about getting yourself in the right mood for change. The future and the rest of our lives depends on what decisions and actions we as individuals take for ourselves and our businesses. How and what we think and how we deal with that inner voice does seriously affect our outcomes. Has anybody ever heard the little voice in our heads in the morning persuading us to stay in the warmth of the bed for another 5 minutes when the alarm goes off? How come we are never tired at 4 a.m. when we are getting up to catch a flight to go on holiday, but on work days we struggle to get up at 6 a.m. or 7 a.m.? Any business owners ever asked why we are doing this? Is it all really worth it after a particularly challenging day? It's not the good days that underpin success. We can all stroll through those on a high. No, it's how we deal with the bad ones and the normal routine days that makes us different. Much in the same way we can determine how good a business is, not by how they are doing things when they go right, but how they deal with things when they go wrong.